ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a very interesting question, and that is a question regarding charity. Now, charity, as you know, is one of the cardinal virtues within Islam and in all religions. In this regards, we have many hadiths extolling the virtue of charity by way of example. In the Holy Quran, we read the following: take charity from their possessions to cleanse them and purify them thereby, and bless them. Indeed, your blessing is a comfort to them, and Allah is all-bearing, all-knowing. Right, so charity is something good, but the question that a lot of people asked is, what amount of charity should be given? You know, should we give a lot of charity? Should we give less charity? Should we give so much charity that we ourselves become troubled because of it? You know, what's going on here? What should we do? In this connection, we have many hadiths and verses of the Holy Quran which direct us and guide us to the right way of, giving charity. So, for example, in one verse of the Holy Quran we read, do not keep your hand chained to your neck, nor open it altogether, or you will sit blameworthy, regretful, right? So basically in this verse, it tells us to not completely withhold charity from others, nor should we give it so much that we regret doing so, right? We should adopt a middle path, which is, you know, one of the general virtues within Islam, that we should always adopt a middle path and look for what is in between in all cases. And in this connection, we have some hadith as well. The Holy Prophet said, the one who gives excess charity is as the one who withholds it. Right? We shouldn't give so much charity that we become troubled on account of this. Should it lead to any problem? Imam Qadim alayhi salam, he also said the following: do not give away of yourself to your brother so much that the loss incurred for you supersedes the benefit to them. And, you know, as an extension of this rule, we can say that, you should always begin charity with your relatives, your immediate household, your relatives, and so on and so forth, and then start giving it to others, right? So this second rule is also an extension of the first. Some people, you know, when they want to give charity, they immediately look to other people, whereas there's, you know, a lot of times there's poor people, deserving people who deserve charity within our own household. First, we should, you know, start with ourselves, obviously, then look to our immediate household. After we've done that, then we should start looking at others, right? And again, when we do that, we should again keep in mind this general rule of looking and not giving away so much that we become troubled by it. But nor should we withhold charity from those who are deserving of it. Of course, a lot of times, some poor people, they don't suffice with what we give them, and they want more. But we should try to explain it to them in a very kind and gentle manner of why we cannot give more than what we are giving them. This is the general rule that we should follow in giving charity. There's also other etiquettes of charity. Like, for example, when we give charity, we should not be conceited. Imam Ali, the Prophet said, give in charity without conceitedness, for verily conceitedness does away with your reward for it. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the amount of charity that is to be given when being generous and charitable in the words and in the light of the Quran and the Hadith. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.